The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Boomers Rock Radio, featuring host Tom Matt. The show features a variety of topics, but most importantly, our show is about quality of life. From finances to health and wellness to personal improvement. If you have the questions, we've got the answers. Now, the host of Boomers Rock Radio, Tom Matt.
Thank you for joining us today, everyone. I am your host, Tom Matt, and this is your Quality of Life radio program, the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Thank you again for joining us. It's always a blast to come into your world. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the time and effort that everybody puts into sharing our word. It's been a journey, and it always is about walking through the front door of the refirement zone. I mean, we're into the 21st century pretty darn solid now, aren't we? I mean, it's time to kick up our heels and get going with this stuff, because we've got to add value to people's lives. Even if it's 5% of the baby boomers, we want to get going with this stuff. So thank you again for joining us. Masterpiece Living is the title of tonight's show. What is Masterpiece Living? Well, I'll tell you what, Bridget Hasek's going to be back with us in just a moment here, and she's going to tell us all about it, and we're going to have a conversation. As you know, Bridget's a regular on the show, and we're working together diligently. We're going to have some fun. My female alter ego will be here in just a minute, and just kind of get things going and pick each other up and pump each other up and get rolling. I mean, that's what it's all about. I'm the pump-up guy. Bridget's the brains behind the action, and it's time to light your fire and ignite your life. So I'm going to read a quick little intro from my pal. Bridget Hasek is the executive director of Four Points. Four Points is a great facility over in Grand Haven. And we'll be talking about Four Points a lot. It's a center for successful aging located in Grand Haven. As I said, she holds a master's of public administration, has been involved in nonprofit management for over 20 years. Four Points recently completed a large-scale relocation and rebranding. Rebranding is pretty important stuff. I mean, you know, when we do the entrepreneur shows and we talk about all the boomers who have all the skill sets out there that can perhaps go into their second, third, fourth careers as an entrepreneur, branding is something we'll talk about, because branding is vitally, 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 vitally important. They say that. They say vitally enough. Rebranding is vital. Rebranding project directed to better represent their opportunities in aging. I'm kind of like, I don't even want to say the word aging. What do you think?
I think that this is the one area where semantics is everything. I think that, you know, words like aging and senior citizen and the elderly, I think the very issue of growing well as we grow older gets so caught up in, well, how do we label it? And I don't think there's a lot of great terms out there yet. As a matter of fact, NPR Radio did a review of the survey that was done where they asked individuals who were 60 and older, I believe, you know, what works with you? Is older adult the best? Is senior the best? Is elderly? And, you know, unanimously people generally said older adult works best. Senior citizen, forget it. It's a despised term. And I think you're right. You know, as soon as you say the word aging, with our society, we put so much deterioration of self and deterioration of body still attached to that, that it's hard to walk the walk and talk the talk about what's possible when we get caught up in, right off the bat, the words that we use are kind of downers. And they have a lot of associations with them that are negative.
All right, Bridget. So hold your breath right there, because I got a quick question for you. Because, you know, I kind of glossed over what Four Points does, but I'm going to jump right into what is possible. Let's go there right now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Four Points a little bit. But what do you, in your opinion, we've had some lengthy conversations about this. What is possible moving forward through the 21st century? up through, say, 2060. I mean, let's give us another 50, 60 years here. What do you think in your mind is possible?
Well, you know, when you think about it, and the fact that, you know, I at 50 years of age potentially have another lifetime ahead of me, that's what puts it in perspective for me. And I frequently talk to people about that. You know, if you were to live at least a third of your life, if not more, and have that ahead of you, what are you going to do with it? You know, we talk about getting people past the retirement, the transition, rewiring. You know, we actually have T-shirts here that say rewired, not retired.
I like it.
Yeah, we have a good time with that. Because really, you're retiring to something. You're not retiring from life. And so we really hope and want people to see that you're retiring to something that you want to do, more purpose, being able to get back to the community, being able to become an entrepreneur. There is really no limits except the self-imposed limits that we have on ourselves and also the environment that really limits us, I think, in terms of our thinking.
What do you think, Bridget, what do you think about the retirement zone as our tagline for the radio show?
I love it because it reminds me of like, okay, let's pick it up, dust it off, and go and do something positive that we can live with our lives. I think it's, you know, I'd love to get to a point in a perfect world, you know, 50 years from now where people don't even think about this hump or this precipice that you're on when you get ready to retire. It really should just, I'm hoping at one point it'll just flow so we come up with new words for this whole life stage, you know, versus the event of having to transform yourself. I think sometimes people get intimidated by that in thinking like, now what do I do? And you kind of look at this wide open, you know, space in front of you. But it's really just rediscovering more who you are and the other skill sets that you might want to be able to actualize, you know, as you get older. You know, Tom, we have a very fundamental mentality in our society that an individual and their value is perceived by what they produce. It's goods, it's services, you know, we value currency and material prosperity and things like that. I really envision an economic system that's going to have to be almost flipped around where the potential value of contribution is really what defines an individual. So wisdom is prosperity, inquiry, and an individual is really valued by how they impart their experience and how they continue seeking experiential opportunities. So it's really getting back to all that human capital that you and I have talked about and how someone can continue to build their own resume, if you will, of activities and things that they want to do. I don't even like using that word because it's associated with the workforce. But it's really flipping around the paradigm. It's not that the value of someone's productivity goes down as they get older. It's actually their value of contribution potential goes up. And so that's what we got to get people to understand.
You know, you are getting so darn good at this radio program stuff, and you're still just kind of a newbie at this. So kudos to you, girly.
Oh, well, I appreciate, you know, we're both really passionate about this, and it's nice to be able to have a voice where, you know, you can just explore this and not necessarily need to bring somebody along when you're having a training session. You know, you and I can kind of go, we're out there, you know, we're ready to be out there. Come with us. And explore that whole new horizon. And that's exciting.
It was refreshing to me when we first met, we started talking, and you were very open and honest. And I mean, that's the way we have to treat all of these concepts and terms and thought processes that we're going through, everybody. Because when Bridget and I first started to communicate and really bond, she told me that she was kind of reaching this kind of space in her life where she needed a little bit of juice. And okay, Bridget, let's talk about defining what this masterpiece living thing is. Because you guys, I told you, I received my newest book today, Live Long, Die Short by Dr. Landry. I'd like you to talk about masterpiece living and why it's important for people to understand how influential this is for Four Points and you specifically.
Yeah. Masterpiece Living is an amazing initiative and philosophy. So starting there, it's not a program. It really is a way of living. And what's very important about it, two different things. One is how individuals can actualize themselves and their lives through masterpiece living and living that type of life. But the second thing is that what masterpiece living is founded on was 10 to 12 years of research that actually was initiated by Jonas Salk. He was involved in the original research, and the MacArthur Foundation was the one that facilitated this research. And what they were able to look at is, how do individuals that live longer lives, what elements are they engaged in? How do they live a fuller life? You may be familiar with the blue zones, you know, where people are studying, like in Okinawa, how do individuals live to 90 years of age? So it's kind of taking a look at what provides the juice, if you will, to individuals to live a full life and one with wellness. And so what the research showed is that there are basically four areas of engagement that are absolutely critical to having high mental and physical function and a lower level or risk of disease and disease-related disability, and also being able to have active engagement in life. And those four components were physical, spiritual, intellectual, and social. And if individuals continue to engage in those four areas, either reintroduce themselves to that, expand on that, or even begin initially to get engaged in one of those or all those four areas, their incidence of living a very high quality of life can be directly influenced by their involvement. What we know traditionally, you know, traditional science, if you will, and research used to tell us that around 45, 50 years of age, that's when physiological decline began. So life was sort of, you know, running up to that point and then a gradual decline. What we now know from this research that was done that resulted in the Masterpiece Living Initiative is that if people engage, what happens is at about 45 years of age, they begin to level off. And the hope is that they'll continue that leveling, maybe some blips with health, but the end-of-life experience is an end-of-life experience. It's not the slow progression of disease and disability that we associate with aging, unfortunately, when in reality that's not true. And so what was done after that research is Larry Landry, actually, who was with the MacArthur Foundation at that time, and Jonas Salk were talking on the way to the airport. And the comments was, gosh, it'd be great to see somebody do something with this research. Great research, but now what? And so Larry and Roger were instrumental in saying, let's take a look at developing an initiative, a philosophy that has tactical programs and lifestyle assessments and things that can coach people to find their purpose and to engage more in those four areas so that they live out their life with purpose, they continue to engage, they continue to maintain their health, and they continue also to be ambassadors to others, might I add, that need to do the same thing. And so Masterpiece Living was really born from this research and then from the desire to make this an initiative to best reflect what can really happen in aging. We've been sold a bag of goods as a post-industrial society that when you are no longer and no longer producing, I am an accountant, I'm an attorney, I'm retired, you know, that you're no longer valuable. And this shows, no way, you just keep on going. You're just doing it in a different way. Like I said, it's retiring to something. An interesting story, Jimmy Carter wrote a book on aging and the virtues of aging. And he got so tired of people asking, so what do you do now, might I add, that he started responding with whatever activity he was doing in that time. So he'd say, I'm a kayaker. I'm a hiker. Because we're so oriented around socially. So what do you do? You know, how do you perform? What do you do? We need to change that around to tell me about yourself. The whole way we address people and learning about people and understanding people has got to change too.
Well, it's a respect thing. I mean, I'm looking at your that editorial that you sent me. I have to mention something here because it cracked me up. I had it underlined here. Senior centers of the past were geared toward entertainment and hospitality. Those days are so long gone that, you know, we're going to have entertainment and hospitality, of course, plus, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's really the roles of centers like ours to be able to provide a holistic approach to aging well and growing well as we get older. If centers aren't aspiring to be that, especially when we're focal points in the community, you know, we're as grassroots as it gets. And so because we have community support, because we're embedded literally in a residential community setting supported by the community, we have a moral imperative to be able to allow people to live better. And so we really need to reorient ourselves around those areas, those four areas, which is why we rebranded into 4 points, you know, that represented our philosophy and what we knew of aging. And we really wanted to place that right on our letterhead. This is what it's about.
All right, I'm going to share some stats with you guys because of the people that are all over the country that will be listening to this broadcast. Because we are local and we are syndicated on the internet all over the place, I want to tell you a little bit about Grand Haven that I've learned from Bridget, and this is why we're using Grand Haven as our launching pad. And we got a couple minutes before we go to break here, Bridget. So I'm just going to kind of fill time and give these stats, and then we'll come back and I finish up with what we have to share. But 19% of Grand Haven's population is over 65. Okay, 26% of Grand Haven's population is over 50. And that's one of the reasons, and I did not know this going into all of this when we started to get on the WGHN bandwagon and really blast off over there. And it's a perfect launching pad for us. I'm telling you guys, you know how I always talk about this law of attraction, the listeners who have been with me for a long time, law of attraction and law of action work together. And I'm telling you, Bridget and I would not be even friends now if we didn't have this common energy that's going out there. So we have to always remember that these things, if you put yourself out there and you enable yourself, be proactive, get up and get going. When we come back from break here in a minute, we'll talk about when I went over to 4 points and did the line dancing and never, ever did line dancing. I mean, I am the worst line dancer in the world. And it was really fun. We'll talk about that. Those are the kind of things where we're going to be doing these integrated activities with Bridget. Bridget, minute to go before we go to break here. So tell everybody the website. Tell everybody a little bit more about 4 points, then we'll go to break.
Well, 4 points is a private nonprofit that's actually supported by 8 different municipal millages, so we're very much supported by the community. We serve approximately 1,300 individuals 50 years of age and older with physical, social, spiritual, and intellectual programming. We also have human service component to provide a safety net of services to those people that want to stay in their home and in their residence for as long as possible. We've been serving the community for about 45 years. And if people would like to check us out, they can like us on Facebook at 4 points, or they can visit us at our website, which is www.4points.org, and that's FourPoints.org.
You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Bridget Hasig is my guest tonight. Masterpiece Living. We'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. BoomersRock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
How do you achieve the utmost success in your life, career, faith, relationships, and more?
It's all here in The Business of Living with host Scott Ventrella. Scott has experience as an executive coach, sought-after speaker, and lecturer. He and his guests will offer practical solutions and strategies to help you move to the next level of success, no matter where you are in your life and career. The Business of Living airs live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Remember, if you're ready to improve your life today, everybody, this is your radio show. Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Tom Matt. Bridget Hassig is my guest tonight. Bridget's my my pal over at Four Points. Masterpiece Living is our topic for today's show. And we kind of went through the, we'll talk about Four Points a little bit, talking about what Masterpiece Living is. You really want to get Live Long, Die Short is a book that I just received today, and Four Points is in there. Bridget, I want to ask you really quickly about incentivizing people, because as a trainer, as a person who's tried to get people to think and move forward, I had to learn for a long time that I could not motivate, but I could inspire people. It took me a long time. I read so many psychology books, brain health books, training books, physical fitness, but all this stuff, trying to figure it out. And baby boomers, people over 45 years old, all the way up, I don't care, all the way up from 45 up, they know they need to move more. They know they need to do these things. They know they need to eat better. What we need to do is incentivize and inspire. And so I think you have some thoughts on misperceptions that are out there, and hopefully this will help us alleviate some of this, the misperceptions that are out there, okay? So again, incentivization and inspiration. Go for it.
I think there's two things. One is making sure that people don't buy the old theories of aging, and they run very, very deep. There was a really significant survey that AARP did, actually 10 years apart, and what they were looking at is how individuals perceived, what were the perceptions of problems or challenges among older adults, and then what was the reality of those things happening. And what was so striking to me is that when they interviewed the 65-plus audience and said, so what do you think are some of the challenges associated with aging? You know, they'd say not enough money, not enough medical care, you know, loneliness. Those who identified, you know, where individuals said, you know, 45% of my peers, you know, I think it's out, 45% believe that this is happening, you know, loneliness is happening. You know, 38% thought that, yeah, well, poor health is happening. When they actually then asked the individual, well, is this happening with you? Then only 21% said, well, yeah, that's, I'm experiencing this. Or only 13% said, well, yes, I'm actually experiencing this. But then when they asked, well, what about your peers? Are they actually experiencing it? Then the statistics went way back up. Oh, yeah, my friends are experiencing this. So what we see is that even among ourselves as boomers, we are holding perceptions about aging that are not real. And we have to take those and do the big shift and get them out of our way, because those perceptions are just that. Their perceptions are not reality. So let's take the things that we have perceived as being issues with aging and put them aside and take a look at the reality. And the reality is that people are engaging in college. They're starting families in their 60s, third families. They are grandparents raising grandchildren. You know, what we seek to do here is to not only show, look, the perceptions are just that. The reality is changing. The reality is different. What, though, to really incentivize and inspire someone, I think, is to, one, find out what makes them tick. And our process with Masterpiece Living allows us to do a very private lifestyle assessment with an individual, which asks them, how are you engaged physically, spiritually, socially, intellectually? It's about 75 questions. and allows us to develop a profile that an individual can see that also compares them to other Masterpiece Living participants nationally. And then it compares them to the general population. So an individual can see how engaged they may be compared to their peers. And then if they say, well, you know, what we hear frequently is, I want to lose weight. But our next question is, well, what do you want to do, really, when you lose the weight? What is it that you want to do with it? Well, I want to be able to play with my grandchildren more. I want to get up and down from the floor easily with them. Okay, let's make that the goal. Let's make something that's a passion of yours the goal. And the means to it may be doing other fitness activities. And so we try to personalize it. We also try to make it manageable. If we have a 75 or 80-year-old that says, it's too late for me, and they're very sedentary, what we do is encourage them to take a look at just moving their legs in place during commercials if they're watching TV. Then eventually get up and just walk around your living room if you're watching the TV. Then maybe you want to check out our chair aerobics. It's making, you know how you eat an elephant one bite at a time? That's exactly what we do with a lot of people that are not accustomed or already driven or have a lot of initiative on their own. And then we surround them with peers that are doing the same thing. And so we're very fortunate to have an environment that I think is completely capable of supporting what individuals may want to live out and do.
Bridget, you have stated that, you know, you see inspirational stories that matter every day, mm-hmm. but you're wondering what is and what could be. And if we can inspire people, I like to use this old 70s throwback kind of thought process of 60s and 70s, although you and I are both from the 70s and the late 70s, of the house party, okay? The house party starts with two people, and nobody wants to come to the house party. But you know what? We're still going to have the music playing. We're still going to make it inviting. We're still going to have some fun. And once we start to encourage people to say, hey, we're having some fun here, we're kind of dancing around, then the house party starts to roll. Then the boulder starts to move. And I'm telling you what, I know for a fact that as people live to be 100 and they buy into what we're doing here, collaborative cooperation within a community, it can start to rock. And starting in Grand Haven and moving forward and launching this thing throughout the state of Michigan and then throughout the nation as a whole is a good thing, because we've got issues as far as entitlement programs. We've got issues as far as healthcare goes. And frankly, I don't want to be one of the people who has to spend that statistic of $200,000 in the last year of my life for, you know, my individual care. That's a bunch of bull crap as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's just a high number that's out there that some insurance person put together. And so that's not going to happen. But the whole point is we've got to, again, incentivize people to really look at their skills that they have and build on those. I'm a foundation guy. I'm all about the foundation. Tell me about your foundation. Tell me about what Masterpiece Living does for a foundation, and tell me how we can apply this to the individuals that are out there that are listening to us going, hey, you know what? This sounds pretty good. How do I get in on it?
Well, you know what? I think Masterpiece Living as an initiative and the tools that they provide allow people to feel they can never fail. You know, I think that an individual can participate as much or as little in as big of a bite or small of a bite, and in a house party environment. Like, you know, you mentioned that. I was like, oh, that's great. I want to put that up here. We're a big house party, you know. But it's set up so you really can't fail. You know, you're doing nothing. You're surrounded in an environment where there's nothing but true, not Pollyannish, but true encouragement that's based on research. You know, when people begin to understand the value of socializing and what that does to prevent depression and what that does to prevent chronic illness, you know, when you see those domino effects, and the flip side is if you're active, you can decrease that incident of depression. You can decrease then that illness. You know, when you frame it in the positive terms, you make it manageable, you make it personal, so people know that they're being heard, and you acknowledge their fears. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of our thinking is so fear-based, and when you add on ageism to that, that we are surrounded by, it's a difficult challenge. It's daunting. You and I both know that. So you do have to find an environment that flourishes in providing incentive.
But again, as I say, and I know you've heard me say this before, and other listeners that have been with us for a long time, through adversity grows opportunity, everybody. And I'm telling you right now, you cannot fold your cards at 65, 75 years old. At 75, you might, and this is up to you, but at 75, that's when you're going to qualify for that senior label. And that's, you know what? You can wear the king, you can be the queen, but that's at 75 if you want to. It's all about wanting to do what you want to do. I mean, if you want to go kayaking or you want to go river rafting, you want to go skydiving at 85 years old, go for it. Who's saying you can't do these things? I mean, if you say, okay, see, as Bridget was talking about, if you stay a little more active and you don't have to take the medications, think about the money that you're saving from these maintenance drug costs. Think about that. If you want to incentivize people, having quality of life, being able to play on the floor with your grandchildren is awesome. I have my first and it's unbelievably awesome. And so it's one of these things that if that doesn't incentivize you, but perhaps you don't have any grandchildren, that's okay because you can come and we can party together at our house party called Growing Older in the 21st Century, because it's a house party here and you're listening to Bridget Hasek here on the Boomers Rock Show. You know, Bridget, it's really fun to get with people like you who get it. And it's going to be really, really fun to see people's mind shift. I'm telling you, talk about a little bit about the line dancing episode in my two left feet over there. And it's just being willing to try new things is really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's creating a non-intimidating environment, you know, and that's why a lot of individuals 50 plus don't necessarily like going to health clubs. You don't want to be wearing the spandex. You don't want to be sitting in front of a lot of mirrors. You know, it is all about the environment that makes it non-intimidating. And then the frame of reference and behavior that people, you know, you saw, you were welcomed with open arms. They had a ball with you and your wife. You know, they were right there next to you to be able to teach you how to do it. It was just an environment where everyone was supporting everyone else. And I'll tell you what, Tim, I was just thinking about this. You know what the biggest incentive is for an individual?
What's that?
We know by research, by science, and now we know how to do this. But we know that how we age, less than 30% is determined by genetics. 70% or more of how we age is choice. And that's the incentive, and that's based in science.
It's called epigenetics. I've had guests on that we talk about this, and it's. I think that the stats are even actually a little bit higher, but who cares? Who cares? I mean, 70, 80%. You could say it's 90% if you wanted to. That's absolutely true, everyone. And just remember that the science has the numbers. And all of this genomic research that's going on now and all this heavy-duty science, 15 years ago, they thought that the brain was fixed. There was no such thing as neuroplasticity. I mean, I've read all about all this stuff, and that has been thrown out the window. So who knows what's going to be thrown out the window in the next 15 years, because all of the technology that's coming, you know, Bridget, when we met with the group after the line dancing party that we had at the first house party at Four Points, I asked the ladies and the gentleman that was sitting there how many had a smartphone, and we had one person. And I said, you know what, everybody, in 5 years, you're all going to have one of these things, and guess what? All your vitals are going to go through here. You're going to save trips to the doctor. It's going to save you money. It's going to help you stay in shape. It's going to help you stay engaged. And they're all kind of like wondering. But I think they were getting it. Do you think that was true?
Yeah, I do. And I think that if you just think about how everything else has evolved around you, you know, and don't buy into, well, we don't learn new technology. It's not that older adults don't learn technology. They learn it a different way and at a different pace. So again, if we put the appropriate transition and learning styles into perspective, you know, yeah, those tools are going to be very, very vital. And they're personal. They allow you to control things. You know, so many things are out of our control, you know, Medicare and insurance and things like that. But there's so many things that are in our control to have us allow us to live well as we grow older that I hope people really can embrace that.
Bridget, I got to wrap this segment here and I got to let you go. But it's been a pleasure as usual. And I look forward to getting you back again. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Tom.
Been a pleasure. Bridget Hasek, she is the executive director of Four Points. Check it out. It's fourpoints.org, and that's P-O-I-N-T-E-S.org. You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, and we will be right back.
Hey, stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. BoomersRock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
It's time to take a new look at some of life's changing moments. It's time to listen to an expert who has been there and can provide insight through experience, studies, and enlightening guests. Tune in to Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. Host Lindsay Levinson takes a look at relationships, parenting, health and wellness, divorce, depression, sexuality, philanthropy, and mental health. You'll look at everything you know in a different way. Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets, airs Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, everybody. Fun all the time. We're always having a good time. New thing for the radio program since we joined WGHN, we're going to be focusing on a lot of local talent, a lot of local people who really want to help make the world a better place. That's what we do here on the radio program. We talk about walking through the front door of the refirement zone and all of our different categories that we cover. We're going to be bringing in on this Boomers Rock local segment, local people from the Grand Haven area to help us understand what makes Grand Haven great. What are they doing to help people in Grand Haven? How do we work together? Because I see it as the launching pad for everything that we're doing in a community. To start a grassroots movement, you got to start really at the bottom. And it being our fourth season, it's time to go with this. And I'm totally stoked to have our first guest, Petra Forbes, is with us. And Petra, she is a LMSW, ACSW, began her career in Michigan at Mercy Health Memory Clinic in 2001. Where she found her passion for assisting caregivers. And this is a really cool thing. I talk about caregiving a lot on this radio program, everybody. I really believe that caregivers need to have the love. And with us being the sandwich generation, we're all probably going to be touched by this. I am going through this now with my wife and her mom and so forth. So she has been working and assisting caregivers through loved ones' dementia process. Since then, she's began a nonprofit called Caregiver Resource Center. So bless her heart, she's going to join us here, and she'll be with us probably quite often because this is a topic that we need to cover. I want to welcome to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show my new friend, Petra Forbes. Petra, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Hi, Tom.
So tell me, explain to everybody who you are. Give us a quick thumbnail. We've got a little bit of time here. We don't have all night, but go ahead.
Well, it's just so funny to hear you say my initials. Basically, what the LMSW means is that I'm a licensed, mastered social worker with the state of Michigan. And then the ACSW means that I have a certain amount of time into the practice being supervised by someone who has more seniority than me. And it just it gives sort of your licensure a little legitimacy. It also allows you to have certain rights with insurance companies. So that's what all those letters mean. But basically, I'm a social worker, and I work in a hospital, Mercy Health, and I work in a department called Memory Clinic. And started there, as you said, in 2001. As I went through this whole journey at the Memory Clinic, what became clear to me is that, yes, the patient has a huge change in their life and something they need to plan for, but alongside that is the person who helps them make everyday work, and that's the caregiver. And sometimes that is a husband, a wife, a daughter, a son, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor who's taken a liking to this person who now has a memory impairment. And there's not a lot to help them understand what their role is, and over time their role changes as the person becomes more impaired. That caregiver's role increases and responsibilities increase, but caregivers always are questioning, am I taking on too much, and should I be allowing them to do more? Where is my right to be imposing my help on them, and when should I be making them do things on their own?
Petra, so, now let me ask you a question here. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know, with I think that people they don't understand that the level that we have with caregiving and with the Alzheimer's dementia issue that we have in our country. And I'm very, very aware. I talk about Alzheimer's dementia a lot. A lot of research on this, that it takes 1 to 4 people to care for someone in that condition. But it's not just, that's just one condition. And so you could have other conditions out there where you're needing that support. How many people do you think are out there, just in a guesstimate, that may be touched as a caregiver moving forward in their lives? Do you think it's going to be like 50% of us or 70%? Or how many people do you think will actually be called upon to be a caregiver at some point in their life?
Oh my goodness. I hesitate to throw out a statistic because I just don't have those numbers at the tip of my tongue.
It's a big number though, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I mean, a third of the people who are 80 years old have dementia. So a third of the population that's 80 years old most likely has a dementia condition. What kind of dementia? I don't know. But that is a statistic that you will find out there. How many people are caregiving? Well, when you consider that there's MS, that is a continual decline, you look at Parkinson's, you look at so many of the other conditions, we're living so much longer. So invariably, somebody has a chronic condition. And how many caregivers are involved? Boy, oh boy, that is a wonderful question, and wouldn't it be great to actually have a number to give ourselves a sense of the weight that's on everyone? And I think it's a hard thing for people to talk about because they want the dignity of the patient, and they don't always want to be admitting that they're caregivers. So I think that there is a piece where the reason why I got into it was I felt that caregivers needed an objective view on what was going on so that they knew when to insert themselves. I also think that caregivers of anyone who has a progressive chronic illness goes through a loss, and it's a loss that's been coined as ambiguous loss. When someone dies in our society, there is a ritual that we go through when we have that loss. But when somebody is slowly going away over time, we don't have a ritual for that because we would be conducting it every day, potentially for 15 years. So there is nothing that really acknowledges and validates this person's grief and loss process. So that's another reason why I felt like there needs to be a center that people can come into when they need to come in, and when their caregiving duties and all the other life responsibilities allows them to come in and say, hey, I need help right now.
How did you find yourself in this position?
As I said, I started out I still am at the Memory Clinic with Mercy Health, and I just recognized that the identified patient who is typically the one with the brain challenges, is acknowledged and the focus of the whole session. But what gets forgotten is the caregiver. And still, even in our community, you will see lots of resources helping the patient, but fragmented and isolated services that help the caregiver. And caregiving is day in, day out. So they don't have a six-week course. You know, a six-week course is very, very helpful. But once that six-week course is over, then where does the caregiver go for a place to complain? You know, that's helpful just to let off some steam, a place to be reinvigorated, a place to find out, you know, well, what's the next avenue we should take, or a place to find out, how do I talk to my doctor, or how do I talk to my loved one who doesn't seem to think that there's a problem, they just feel I'm controlling. So I feel there needs to be an arena that allows this conversation. And as I said, I really got passionate about it by working at the memory clinic and finding that these caregivers needed a place to go.
Petra Forbes is with us, everybody. We'll have to talk about when we come back from break here in just a minute, Petra, we'll talk about some of the local implications that we will have to go through and what people can they expect when we come back. But you're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Tom Matt. If you have any questions for me, always remember you can hit me, tom@boomersrock.us. That's a special email that we have for the show, strictly for listeners. You can hit me with any of those questions, or you can go to boomersrock.us to get any tips for helping you achieve your quality of life. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Petra Forbes. We'll talk more about caregiving.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us. Museums are great places to work and wonderful places to visit, but are they essential? How can we improve our museum practice so that museums remain vital and essential players in society? Listen for Museum Life with host Carol Bossert, where each week we'll discuss timely and topical issues of concern to the museum community. Museum Life can be heard live every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock local segment on the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, everyone. Petra Forbes is with me. And Petra, you know, it's interesting to talk about the caregiving and what happens with caregivers. Do you think sometimes people feel that they're alone out there, that they're doing this all by themselves, that nobody else understands what's actually happening in their lives? Do you think that happens?
Oh, absolutely. And I definitely think that people feel alone. I also think that they get isolated because as their loved one needs more, they're not able to reach out to their friends, and sometimes friends don't want to hear about dementia. It's scary. So they become isolated and they do feel alone. And I think reaching out and finding out that they're not alone is one of the most hopeful things that they can do. And I do have support groups that they could attend to find out that, hey, I'm not alone, and somebody else has been through this. They might have some tips for me.
So here are some of the stats, everybody, that I just know off the top of my head, that again, 1 to 4 people that with Alzheimer's will require a caregiver. Caregivers give up a lot of time and effort. They have to take off work. They don't get paid for a lot of these situations that they're working with a loved one. And so when you have over 5 million people that have Alzheimer's, and they say that the number is going to go up to 15 million here in the next 25 years, we're going to have some issues happening here. So people that are out there with the aging of America, don't be afraid to seek out some help. Find people like Petra. Find some local organizations. Petra, tell me quickly about, you know, what can happen locally to people, how it can affect the local economy, how it can affect the jobs that are out there for people when they have to miss work.
Well, I think that you just said it all right there. There's many people who are taking off work to make the doctor's appointments initially to even find out what's going on. Then they're taking off work because they need to settle some sort of financial upset, and they need to do it during business hours. They have to make doctor's appointments. There's all sorts of demands that happen once you start becoming aware that your loved one needs assistance through all of these things. So I think that's part of it. I agree that reaching out to many different organizations in our community is possible. But that there's that weird period of time when you haven't quite identified yourself as a caregiver. So I like that you're bringing attention to it, because I think more people are caregivers than they even realize. You don't have to be living in someone's house to be a caregiver. It just means you've taken over their responsibilities, some of their responsibilities.
So there are a lot of people that actually do not live in the residences and are caregivers.
Yeah, of course not. No. I absolutely, you're right there. They don't necessarily live in the house. They live in their home, and they're going to making numerous phone calls. Hey, did you take your pills? Hey, do you remember you had an appointment? Now they're starting to recognize, oh, they probably shouldn't be driving to that appointment, so they're taking off work to drive them to the appointment. That's all under the label of caregiving.
Petra, I'm sorry, we're going to have to cut this off. We'll have you back here very soon. I love talking to you and the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for what you do for the community in Grand Haven.
I appreciate the opportunity, Tom.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. You will help us make this great. I want to thank my producer, Ezra Baker. My wife, Sandy Matt, is our pre-production coordinator. I love her to death. This is something I'll always close with, people. This is my close. Always remember, before you can share love with others, you must love yourself first. You've been listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show on WGHN in Grand Haven, Michigan. We'll talk to you next time. Now go out and ignite your life. Good night now.
That's our show for this week. Listen for Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a great week.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.